Okay, it's July 28th, 2005, 17:30 hours. Nice house.
Thank you.
You do all the work?
No, I had it done last year.
Talented guy. Well, what I'm here to talk to you about is I want to get a little history behind Scott.
Thank you.
Have you known him very long?
Let's see. Scott came to work, I want to say about 5 years. So it's probably been, as long as he's been working for us, because he came to our Santa Barbara plant shortly after he started. Maybe not quite 5 years.
And he's a co-worker of yours?
Yeah, he works with me up in Santa
Barbara. Okay. I'm getting the impression from everybody I talk to that this is a great guy. I mean, just a real nice guy, no big issues. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I'm dealing with is why this occurred. What made him get into this frame of mind? Mm-hmm. Because it wasn't typical from what people are telling me at all. And we're not looking at it like it was at all. And some of the questions I have is, do you know anything about his family history?
As far as...
does he have brothers, sisters?
Yeah, he's got... I know he just lost a brother.
How long ago?
In a year. A few years, so...
You know anything about that?
No, not really. I believe he... an illness, I believe.
Where did he die at? What part of the country? Do you remember what his name was?
No, I don't. Okay. No. God and I, we weren't close as far as me knowing her sisters and her father and mother a few years ago.
What else do you know about his family? He lost a brother. Does he have any other siblings that are alive or family members? What I'm trying to do is because she's got enough going on.
Oh, I know.
And this is kind of information I need to get, so I'm trying not to talk to her right now. She's got her plate is full
right, with
the kids and all. I don't want to disturb her right now.
Really don't know. I'm
so you knew
I'm thinking he had two brothers, but I know one just passed.
And no idea where they would be.
No.
He grew up around here?
I think he did. I think his father was a retired firefighter. He was counting your hands and turning.
You know if his father's alive?
I think his father passed.
Any idea when?
No.
Did he ever talk about any other family members?
Other than his immediate relatives. We just went on vacation. He just came back. And no family members were with them up at the lake, thinking that they...
I talked to Rick, my old partner that came over and talked to you. And Rick had told me that he came over after work, had some burritos with him for the family or something. And just stop by for a minute.
What he had in the bag, I don't know.
Okay, it was burritos, just so you know.
It doesn't surprise me. Yeah, he and I punched in on Tuesday together at 4:30 in the morning here in Santa, with trucks up to Santa Barbara. I got cut off earlier than he did. No, he got caught out on a job, so he punched out a little later. I don't recall the time he told me he punched out. And I'll be quite honest with you, I wasn't paying attention to the time when he was over here.
Sure.
But I do know that he wasn't here, but for a very short time, maybe 20, 25 minutes, it just didn't seem he was here for very long. And we were out here, and I do... obviously wondering where he was,
right.
You know, knowing he had the food to come up.
Did she call him on his cell phone?
On his cell phone.
Okay.
And he told her where he was, and then he left. He left a couple minutes.
With no perception of aim? Nothing?
None at all. I didn't talk to him much on Tuesday other than in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and some of the other fellows were in the driver's room, and he was just... on cloud nine. He was just talking about how much. I do know that on Tuesday he was supposed to have been off finish his vacation. That was actually another vacation day.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently he called Monday and told him that if they wanted to bill him, that he would go ahead and work. That's why he was even at work. And yesterday at work up in Santa Barbara, we were for a few of us were talking, and they said that when Scott was in the driver's room talking about his vacation, he and he was on cloud nine, and he was just talking.
Is there anybody else up here that he would do a short visit with that you're aware of? A while ago, or like, is he still in this area?
No.
There's a period of about 20 minutes where he comes home from your house, mm-hmm. and leaves for like 20 minutes and then comes back.
Oh.
And we're wondering if you know where he, what's within 10 minutes of this place that he might visit? Because I understand you guys had a drink, but you weren't drinking.
No, we did. We had a shot of Black Velvet.
Right. Yeah, but not drinking. You weren't partying. You just had a drink after work.
No. And that wasn't uncommon for him and I to do it.
Okay.
And believe me, I'm in shock still because it's just so much out of character for him to do something that was said, that.
Yeah.
But
what are you thinking that he did? What are you hearing that he did? Just so, unless you don't want to talk about it, I understand. But I'd like to set whatever rumors you're hearing straight for you.
Well, I read it in the paper, and of course I read it over there, but and it sort of backs up what I heard earlier yesterday, and that was just the fact, or what they were saying was that he had come out of the house with a knife. First, ordered him to back down. Fortunately, they felt that they needed to do. That's what I heard that happen, and it's sort of, I don't know. It does say something about him having a knife in the knife. And it just. I can't see him doing it. Not to say he did.
Oh no, I'm not taking it like that either.
I did. I wasn't there, and it's hard to say. It's so unfortunate that a 911 call was placed from the home. That's what I understand as well, and it's just a shame that it got that ugly, in the home to where a 911 call needed to be placed.
Correct.
Because he has never, to me, ever said anything ill about his wife, ill about his children, ever conveying any problem at all with his marriage or with the kids. This guy, Scott, was the type of guy, and I'm in the military. I know I don't look like it, but I'm in the Army Reserve mm-hmm. still. And I've got almost 20 years in the military. The first 9 years was in the Marine Corps. I'm the kind of guy, I'm a great guy to be around, I'm nice and I'll be cordial, but I won't go up when I get out on a job and, start greeting people.
Right.
With handshake. Scott did it. He did. He got out, he greeted the guys with a handshake, and...
By all accounts,
really,
by all accounts, this is out of his character.
Yes.
And, by all accounts, and that's what is puzzling to me. And my personal opinion of the case is that he initiated this for his own demise. That's my personal opinion, and I would appreciate you just keeping that between the two of us. But it's completely out of character. It's way out of character, and even his other people that are close to him told me, way out of character. So when those kind of things come up, that's when other issues come up to me, and I go, God, I need to figure out, if I can, what went over the top. Did he have did something happen in his body and he snapped, mm-hmm. which maybe the autopsy will help us with?
Yeah.
Is it a physical issue that occurred? We don't know. So part of my homework is trying to get a hold of his family. You mentioned he had a brother that passed away in the last year. He actually mentioned that too during this incident. So that's very concerning to me. So there's some things lining up that just put it out of his character. What happened, and the way it happened. And it happened for good reason. But we need to know why Scott put that wheel into motion. And I may not ever know that, but it's going to bug me, and I really want to know what made this man that, by everybody's account, is a good guy. A guy that until I saw him, I didn't recognize the name, but I knew him from seeing him in the hardware store. I live up in the area, too. By all accounts, having a personality the opposite of this. I mean, literally. So that's why I'm interested in his brother's death, if this is an anniversary. I would really like to know that. But I don't think it is an issue, only in that I think that if he would have come over here and was feeling bad about that, he probably would have conveyed that to you.
You would think, but you know, people are so different, and I know you know because you work with people day in day out and you see different cases. Some people hold things inside and they
Correct.
Don't let people know.
Correct.
So I see Scott as a great guy, but what's inside of him, I don't know, can be troubling and can be very, very heart-wrenching for him. But he never conveyed anything to me.
Okay.
I know the guys yesterday when we were talking, nobody in the room at that time could recall any time.
Does he have another friend locally here that he might confide in besides you? Is there anybody out there that he might confide in about issues?
You know, again, the only other person that I know that he would...
And where did he move to?
He's in New Mexico. He worked materials, but he relocated to New Mexico.
How long ago?
Within this past month. Back at the beginning of July, because I remember he was still... And I know he would get... You know, to be quite honest with you, Scott and I, we were cordial at work, and we would get together occasionally. If we both rode our motorcycles, we'd ride home together.
Sure.
You know, and have a drink done. Or he would stop over here on occasions. But we weren't real tight in
right.
the senses, you know.
Right. He wasn't your friend that you go to each other when you have troubles.
No.
You weren't that
no.
kind of friends. Okay.
No.
Okay, well, I'm really looking for that person. That Scott would reach out to that might be able to tell me, hey Joe, this is that box you can't seem to open, and I know what's in that box, and this is it.
I could give you a couple names with you know, the guys that I work with that he also spent time with.
Do you spend as much time with them as he does with you?
Oh, I would venture to say he's probably spent more.
Okay.
Their phone numbers, I am not certain of, but I
get a hold of them through your.
You would probably be able to do that. I've got a phone number and
right.
address, which is when they live. Sure. All the recall roster.
Okay, what's the number right and call up there to get that information?
The best.
I'm Joe Evans with the Sheriff's Office.
Here last night, we were just talking about how his demeanor.
Yeah.
Just the way he was. When he left, he was in...
Yes.
He didn't seem upset.
And he was probably... What time do you leave here, are you thinking? Roughly?
I totally got hot till it was dark.
Was it
was probably 10 minutes before that, so between 8:30 and 9.
Yeah.
Was it that?
Yeah.
I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, it's that 20 minutes. It's that 20 minutes when he left and came back is what I'm really trying to fill in. Not when he left from here to go there.
He did go home.
Oh, he came
and
right
then
up.
Then he went, okay.
He came home with the food, just like he said he was going to. He goes into the house, gets in the truck, because he was on the bike when he was here, correct?
Yes.
Goes and gets in his truck, goes away for 20 minutes, comes back in the house, and by all accounts, he's somewhat of a different person. But we're trying to figure out, I'm trying to piece in that 20 minutes, what occurred in that 20 minutes away from his residence. And somebody out there knows.
Somebody does. It's hard to say with that. Oaks area,
right.
And he is gone. He probably sees. I would venture to say he probably.
Okay.
Other than he and I see one another.
Sure. That'll be important for me to get a hold of him.
In fact, he might go more about
it. Right, that's what I need. That's what I need. I need to find out who his brother and what his anniversary date is, that kind of thing. Anything else you can think of? Like I said, by all accounts, and the way we're looking at this is a out of character incident that occurred for him, way out of character from what anybody's seen.
He was in a real, he was in a good movie back here.
Right. So something happened, and we need to figure out why that occurred. And the incident with the deputies was strictly a result of what occurred prior to them getting there, and we don't understand why that happened, why it went to that level. And it's easy for us just to say, oh, it happened, it's all okay, you know, they did what they needed to do, but I got this thing in the back of my mind that this guy had a bigger issue somewhere that until I can figure it out, it's going to bug me. I'd like to be able to tell his kids, yeah, this is what happened, you know. They already know that we're not looking at their father as a bad guy or anything like that, but you know what, they deserve some kind of closure, and if I can get my hands on it, we're gonna do that. Maybe he can help me a little bit too. Is there any way you can call somebody and get his phone number? Or do you have a phone book handy?
I do.
Maybe he's in the phone book. Because I'll run over and I'll look it up.
Okay.
I'll run over there right now.
He went home and left.
Yeah, I don't think that was it. We don't know.
You can walk in to have one drink. Nobody ever has one.
It's
That's it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
You're welcome.
That. If anything should come up and you can remember anything, you can just ask for the sheriff's homicide unit, ask for Joe. And I'll be happy to answer whatever questions I can. Yeah, I never carry them because I give them out like wildfire and they just disappear. I have your numbers.
I'm supposed to be leaving tomorrow.
Well,
to go to Ohio.
Yeah, leave and enjoy. Are you moving for good or just?
I will be relocating there.
That's fine.
Yes.
That's fine.
But
well, if we don't touch bases again and you want to get a hold of me in 4 or 5 months just to hit me up and say, hey, whatever came of that, I'll be happy to talk to you about it. I'm pretty open about most things.
Well,
especially when it's close friends involved.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I thought he, I'm here, you know, went home and something escalated.
No, I don't know what that 20 minutes holds.
Okay.
And I'd appreciate you keeping that to yourself.
Sure, you bet.
A lot of people don't need to know that. But something happened in that block of time that changed the scenario of his life and the way he looked at things. And bugging me to no end. I got to figure out what that was. So we'll keep pushing at it until we get through to them, figure it out. Have you been contacted about the funeral or anything like that yet?
I haven't heard anything.
No. We haven't either.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be in the next couple of days, though.
Yeah, I'm sure. It'll
be Monday would be my guess. All right, well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Nice
thank you.
Thanks.
It's nice to meet you, too. Hold on. Well, thank you both very much.
Thank you.
And good luck on your move.
All right. Thank you very much. Good luck.